Back in Washington, D.C., there were speeches, spectacle, and celebrities, and also vendors. Out among the inaugural entrepreneurs was NPR's Art Silverman.
First in peace, first in war, and today the nation's capital is first in novelty items related to the new president.
Obama chicken wings and hot sauce. Obama chicken wings, hot sauce.
Obama air freshness.
Hey, you know, once you open it up, it smells like hope.
Or if you don't want to inhale hope, you could go for an Obama calendar, an Obama wallet, or maybe a hat, scarf, or, God forbid, an Obama condom. And if your first reaction to all this is that low commerce is spoiling the high tone of the day, well, it's not as callous as it first seems. Street vendors are satisfying a real need here. Ask Dolores Warren of Virginia Beach, Virginia. She sells her wares with a nod toward history.
These are keepsakes. These are what you share with your children for many generations to come. You were there in 2009 for the first black president of the United States of America.
Over near Constitution Hall, just west of the White House, a group of young men sell T-shirts with the legend, "Back in the House We Built." It's a reminder that slaves helped build the place President Obama will start to call home tonight.
You're actually getting a chance to actually be set foot in the White House because they had us out there doing all of that hard labor.
And there's Gina Spann and her 15-year-old son, Brian Perry, debating what to buy from vendor Brian Marr before they left for home.
We're buying T-shirts.
For Obama T-shirts.
And we're going to take one home and have it for our brother, our son. And everything, so we're doing
good. I'm trying to get rid of these Obama license plates, man. Everybody's skimming on these, though. These are hot commodity out here.
A hot commodity indeed. But let's face it, on a cold inaugural day in Washington, D.C., there was no souvenir better suited than the Obama hand warmers. Art Silverman, NPR News, Washington.